Welcome to the Trust Your Gut podcast with Erica Smith and Nicole Carter. In this show, we'll be sharing with you everything we've learned about gut health and everything that you can do to make it better. We'll be sharing our stories from personal experiences, client success stories, as well as the new and relevant science to gut health. We hope you enjoy the show. Well, welcome back. We are back today at the Trust Your Gut podcast. Erica and I wanted to share a little bit about our recent experience with a parasite cleanse. What'd you think of that? Was that fun and enjoyable?
Oh my gosh. It was a lot less scarier than I put it to be in my head to begin with. So that was a plus, but interesting. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, well, first of all, when you first talk about parasites with people, I think that, first of all, nobody wants to think that they could possibly have parasites in their body, although they are extremely common, and I bet most people do have them. I've heard statistics anywhere from 30 to 80% of people actually do have parasites. So I think they're extremely common, but when you talk about that, it like revolts people. And I don't know. I think it's a little bit intimidating, quite honestly, but there's interest. When I put my Instagram messaging out, sharing my plan with the full moon parasite cleanse, I was shocked at how many people were actually interested and messaged me. I want to do it. I want to do what you're doing. Tell me what it is, which I thought was funny.
I think I was one of those.
You were one of those.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I've never done it. It's like a popular thing now. Like everybody's talking about parasites. And so I thought, what the heck? I might as well. You know, a lot of times clients do have questions about this. Yeah. And it's something that I have not experienced. And you know me, I like to make sure that what I'm telling people, I've at least tried.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, let's do it. And you were pretty easy on the protocol for this. So I was happy about that. But for sure, I think a lot of people are looking at parasites and blaming, or, you know, as a source for a lot of diseases like brain fog, even, or ADHD and things of that nature, or hormonal imbalances. So it's a really interesting biological thing to look at for sure. But I wonder if parasites are part of us and have been, and are we going a little too crazy with it? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I do think it's probably mostly natural for us to have some certain amount of symbiotic relationship with a parasite. I mean, we are all living beings, and they exist, and they probably always have existed. So I'm not too concerned about like wiping out all the parasites. My concern is when people have problems. And, you know, as you touched on, there are lots of different things that can be attributed to parasites. But specifically for my purpose and for our purposes, I think we were really focused on the gut health issues. And, you know, parasites can be anywhere in your body. But when you get them in your gut and you have too many parasites or damaging parasites, because I think some live in the body and don't cause you harm. But then some, I think, really cause people bloating and diarrhea, like chronic diarrhea, gas, discomfort, pain. I think there's a lot of things that are very common that may not necessarily be parasites, but they can be. And especially when you've, you know, changed your diet and you've managed your stress and you've worked on your microbiome and enzymes and all those things, and you're still having problems, why not? You know, I look at it, why not do a parasite cleanse? The herbs that we used are very safe. They've been used for thousands of years. And so I feel like it doesn't hurt. And I personally recommend people I do it myself every year. I was doing like a month long parasite cleanse. And so I just changed the way that I was doing it because I learned that there's more movement during the full moon of parasites, and that is a good time that they're mobile and might be better off doing it then. So that's why I did that. And I think that you can go ongoing with it. You can go, you know, 10 days is what we did, but I think you can certainly go 30, 60, 90 days. And I will say too, if this is like, you're just dipping your toe in, you don't need to jump in and do some really intense cleanse, because they can be really intense. In fact, I recall a lot discussing the cell core cleanse with a lot of people, and they were talking about how traumatic it was to do the parasite cleanse because of what they saw leaving their body. So I didn't want to do anything too intense like that with people, because you do get a lot of die-off and you do feel pretty bad for a while. So I think that it's more important to go slow, just like a lot of things, go slow and be a little bit more gentle in the body until you can work back up to it. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. And I think that people have to decide for themselves what's going to work and what doesn't. Well, welcome back. We are back today at the Trust Your Gut podcast. Erica and I wanted to share a little bit about our recent experience with a parasite cleanse. What'd you think of that? Was that fun and enjoyable?
Oh my gosh. It was a lot less scarier than I put it to be in my head to begin with. So that was a plus, but interesting. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, well, first of all, when you first talk about parasites with people, I think that, first of all, nobody wants to think that they could possibly have parasites in their body, although they are extremely common, and I bet most people do have them. I've heard statistics anywhere from 30 to 80% of people actually do have parasites. So I think they're extremely common, but when you talk about that, it like revolts people. And I don't know. I think it's a little bit intimidating, quite honestly, but there's interest. When I put my Instagram messaging out, sharing my plan with the full moon parasite cleanse, I was shocked at how many people were actually interested and messaged me. I want to do it. I want to do what you're doing. Tell me what it is, which I think was really funny.
I think I was one of those. You were one of those. Yeah. I was like, you know, I've never done it. It's like a popular thing now. Like everybody's talking about parasites. And so I thought, what the heck? I might as well. You know, a lot of times clients do have questions about this. Yeah. And it's something that I have not experienced. And you know me, I like to make sure that what I'm telling people, I've at least tried. Yeah. So I was like, you know what, let's do it. And you were pretty easy on the protocol for this. So I was happy about that. But for sure, I think a lot of people are looking at parasites and blaming, or, you know, as a source for a lot of diseases like brain fog, even, or ADHD and things of that nature, or hormonal imbalances. So it's a really interesting biological thing to look at for sure. But I wonder if parasites are part of us and have been, and are we going a little too crazy with it? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I do think it's probably mostly natural for us to have some certain amount of symbiotic relationship with a parasite. I mean, we are all living beings, and they exist, and they probably always have existed. So I'm not too concerned about like wiping out all the parasites. My concern is when people have problems. And, you know, as you touched on, there are lots of different things that can be attributed to parasites. But specifically for my purpose and for our purposes, I think we were really focused on the gut health issues. And, you know, parasites can be anywhere in your body, but when you get them in your gut and you have too many parasites or damaging parasites, because I think some live in the body and don't cause you harm. But then some, I think, really cause people bloating and diarrhea, like chronic diarrhea, gas, discomfort, pain. I think there's a lot of things that are very common that may not necessarily be parasites, but they can be. And especially when you've you know, changed your diet and you've managed your stress and you've worked on your microbiome and enzymes and all those things, and you're still having problems, why not? You know, I look at it, why not do a parasite cleanse? The herbs that we used are very safe. They've been used for thousands of years. And so I feel like it, it doesn't hurt. And I personally recommend people do, I do it myself every year. I was doing like a month long parasite cleanse. And so I just changed the way that I was doing it because I learned that there's more movement during the full moon of parasites and that that is a good time that they're mobile and might, you know, might be better off doing it then. So that's why I did that. And I think that you can go ongoing with it. You can go, you know, 10 days is what we did, but I think you can certainly go 30, 60, 90 days. And I will say too, if this is like, you're just dipping your toe in, you don't need to jump in and do some really intense cleanse because they can be really intense. In fact, I recall a lot discussing the cell core cleanse with a lot of people, and they were talking about how traumatic it was to do the parasite cleanse because of what they saw leaving their body. So I didn't want to do anything too intense like that with people because you do get a lot of die off and you do feel pretty bad for a while. So I think that it's more important to go slow, just like a lot of things, go slow and be a little bit more gentle in the body until you can work back up to it. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. And I think that people have to decide for themselves what's going to work and what doesn't, basically. You're back. Can't hear you. I think you're on mute.
Okay, now.
Okay, now you're on mute.
I don't know why
okay.
It dropped. Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I'll edit that out. But so yeah, I think it's good to go slow for people that have never done parasite cleanse before. And I think it's completely safe, but you should definitely go slow as you are new to it and then get adjusted to these herbs and your body's response, because the die-off symptoms can be real for people. You know, I didn't experience that on this one, but I know people do.
Yeah. So the only symptom I really got that was, you know, noticeable was, my nose was dripping, like almost, it wasn't like allergy per se. I wasn't sneezing or anything, but I had just an increased drip in my nose. Uh-huh. So, I did dial back the wormwood a little bit, but continued the mimosa just the same. And I think one of the days I actually took, Benadryl.
Oh, wow.
Because okay. Yeah. I didn't want to reduce it anymore, but after that it was gone.
Mm-hmm. So when we kill parasites in the body, parasites themselves, first of all, poop in your body. And so they detox themselves in your body and they actually hold a lot of toxins, I believe. And I can't cite my source, but I believe I read that they are actually a big source of heavy metals. But they do hold toxins. So when they die in the body, they release toxins into the body. It's a lot like when people lose a lot of body fat really quickly. Mm-hmm. The body fat stores toxins. And so they get this like toxic, you know, symptoms of when their body fat releases, you know, all of this, basically toxins into the bloodstream. I'm blanking on what that process is called. But anyway, that's essentially what's happening when people do a parasite cleanse. So they may see parasites leaving the body, they may not, but they also might feel it. In one of the symptoms of that could be a runny nose, it could be a coating on the tongue, could be, you know, flu-like symptoms. but I think it's the body getting rid of those toxins. So I'm not shocked by that. I wrote down some notes, I think, on what my experience was, you know, if I was having symptoms, and I just wrote down each day. And on the first day I had a headache, a mild headache. And then that night and the second night, I was having a little trouble sleeping. So one thing, so parasites are more active during the full moon. And one way that it can show up is more digestive symptoms, but also insomnia. And that was part of the reason why I was starting to think again, like maybe I need to dig a little deeper with this, because I've always, not always, but insomnia has been kind of my thing, right? I've had troubles with it at times, but it comes and goes. And so I wanted to track the symptoms I had during the full moon, but also what, you know, am I feeling anything from these herbs? And so I did notice that. And then on the second day, I did feel kind of anxious and Yeah. And so one thing people should know is that wormwood is, it is safe, but it's got, contains thujone, and thujone can make you feel anxious. You don't want to take too much of it, but in small amounts, we're talking about, you know, 30 drops, and that's in a combination of other things. It's not too much, but you can feel jittery, heart racing, anxious if you take too much. And I guess for each person, you know, you got to determine what's too much. So I did also dial back on the formula with wormwood. And I now add in more of the just Mimosa pudica. So, So for people that aren't familiar with that herb, Mimosa pudica is like a sticky gel. And so it basically sticks to parasites and pulls them out of the gut. And you do have to get used to it. So it's also a little bit dehydrating. So you have to drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And when you take it, you know, we started with 2 capsules in the morning and at night. And so that one you can build up to, you know, 3 capsules twice a day, 4 capsules twice a day. And some practitioners even recommend doing a short duration parasite cleanse with Mimosa pudica, taking 2 capsules every hour.
Oh my goodness.
24 hours. So I didn't do that, but that just kind of puts it in perspective. It doesn't have an effect on your nervous system or anything like that, or but it simply is creating this sticky gel in your intestines. So that is one of the ingredients in the cell core. So what I mentioned is that the cell core, which I'm going to do that one next year after the holidays are over. And, I'm going to be doing a major detox, because I actually haven't told anybody this yet. But here you go for you here listening and with Eric and I, I'm going to have my breast implants removed. And so I'm doing that in the spring. I've had them for 10 years and I'm going to do a major detox afterwards. And so I'm just planning it all out. And cell core is the one I've chosen to do. And I know that there's many levels to it. It's very intense. But what I wanted to say is a lot of people do that cell core. And I mentioned this earlier, it's traumatic for them because they have huge parasites leaving the body. I'm talking about some people reporting 4-foot long parasites coming out of their bum, like
disgusting,
right? And from what I hear, people are disturbed and they need support while they're doing this. And this is no joke, right? This is, and you get a lot of die off and you feel terrible, like, or not, you know, but you get a lot of these die off symptoms, which, by the way, that's what the binders are for. So we did diatomaceous earth, but you can also do activated charcoal or you know, some of the clay powders and things like that. But that's what the binders are for, is to pick up some of those die-off toxins so that you don't feel the flu-like symptoms and feel bad. So that would be my suggestion for you, is to increase your binder when you get symptomatic.
Mm-hmm. which I did. I added charcoal to help.
Perfect.
I think that probably was what made the biggest difference. But I'm so excited for you and your breast implant removal. I have heard so many people do so much after they have them removed. And initially, before we went on, having a couple on the show talking about parasites, and one of them, her name is Biohacking Bombshell, and she is a implant removal person as well. She struggled with a lot of health issues until she got her implants removed. So she would be amazing to have and be able to chat.
Well, that's definitely one we'll put on the radar, is just having, you know, I think a discussion around breast implant and explant is what they call it. And, you know, maybe like, you know, what that entails. I personally don't think I've had any major symptoms, but I don't know. I've also had people tell me that when they had their breast implants removed, that they didn't realize the problems they were having, that they just were used to it. And then those things change. So I'm really excited. We'll do a full discussion on it, and I'll cover it in my social media and stuff, because I think it's really important for people to learn more about it. It's not real prevalent. Like, you have to go looking for it. You have to go seek the information, which I have, but I'm kind of like mind blown. So now the next thing is my experience with that and healing and then detoxing, which I'm certain I need to do, but so let's plan on doing another deep dive into the parasite cleanse, because this, you know, this was really mild. We basically did a parasiticide herb, so, you know, wormwood and clove and the like, and ginger, and then we did the mimosa pudica that pulls that out of the body, and then we did the diatomaceous earth and as the binder. So this is about as basic as you can get, but I think that this is just a way for, like I said, people can get started, dip their toe in, and start to learn about parasites. Maybe it's a problem for you, maybe it's not, but it doesn't hurt to, I think, test the waters out before you do any kind of major detoxification protocol and see how you do.
Yeah. And I have a friend who signed up for it as well. And I got a few updates from her, and she had a day where she actually felt high. Like, she had to have her mom pick up her kids because she could not get up from bed. And she just was like, she felt high or drunk or whatever. She just couldn't do it. So you never know how these things are going to affect you. And it's not, a lot of people say it's the herbs, but it's like you say, it's not really the herbs, it's the detoxification, all those metals running out. That process releases all of those toxins into your bloodstream, and it can get overwhelming if you don't have enough binders. So it's super important that people are aware that even a mild thing, if when you're detoxifying, whether that's from parasites or if you're losing a lot of weight or anything like that, it's really kind of something that you should pay a lot of attention and make sure that you're binding properly.
Yeah. And also, you know, a lot of people want to jump into a detox, and whether it's a liver cleanse or some other metal detox or parasites, you must open your detox pathways.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just going to reabsorb and feel worse. So I think that, you know, that was the first step in what we did. We spent 3 days of detox pathway opening, you know, with making sure that, you know, I like to say colon cleanser, but, you know, really just making sure people are going to the bathroom at least once a day and drinking water. And then it helps to also sweat and, you know, perspire or scrub your skin so that you can sweat and move. Deep breathing is also good. So all of those ways that we open the passages of our body's excretory system, that the body can like really release these things. I think that's hugely overlooked. And I know I read a lot about people doing different cleanses, and there's no mention of that, which, like, oh, that could be bad.
I know. I just had my client do a liver detox week, and, you know, the detox doesn't really happen until like day 7, you know, the rest of the days are preparing her to actually do that. And people don't really understand it. And then they jump into the same old things right after. And it's like, no, you have to like go back to other things too. You can't just go straight to a burger after that.
It doesn't work that way. If you think of like how most people live and they're exposed to so much crap and toxins in their food and their water and just the lifestyle most people live. I mean, what you and I do is teach people how to change their lifestyle, but it can only do so much. I mean, people do still have a ton of toxins in their body from the way that they've been living for many years. So I think you can definitely make strides to go forward, but at some point, it's a good idea to go back and clean up what you've done. But yeah, if you're going to go back to your old habits, kind of pointless.
Kind of pointless. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Why do you do all that work for a week and then throw it all in the trash?
Plus, save your money.
Plus, you're going to feel bad. You know, you're going to feel bad the day after. It's much easier to transition into it and transition out of it properly than not. So, but absolutely. Yeah, parasites are really, really fun. Like we talked about, guys, stay tuned because we're talking about bringing two gals that are, you know, really good at the stuff, and maybe one that's going to talk about this explant generation that's going around. And by the way, I'm still not sure I'm never getting implants. No, I'm kidding. But I've always thought about getting them, and now all this stuff comes out and it's like, I guess,
and that's why we have to do it, because I know there's tons of women that are still considering it that I didn't know. I literally did not do enough research, and I asked my doctors, and of course they're like, no, they're fine. And yeah, you know, you have to dig deeper to get the truth. We know that, right? So that's a perfect example of why we need to do it.
Absolutely. We need to keep talking about it, because at least if you make the decision, you make an informed decision,
right?
And you are aware of the risks, and that way you can, you know, feel happy with your decision and results.
Yeah. Good point. Well, so for those of you listening, thanks so much for joining us. We wanted to have a short chat today to catch up with things. I've been moving, Eric has been busy, and so we did miss a week, and we had a guest scheduled for today that needed to reschedule. And so we thought we would just give a chat and updates on where we're at. So we will be back in our next show with the modern life. And she's going to talk about her lifestyle living with ulcerative colitis and how she handles that and how she basically keeps her family healthy. She's super cool. I think you guys are going to love talking to her and learning from her.
Absolutely. Yeah. She seems like she is so sweet and really down to earth and really puts a lot of work into, you know, having as balanced life as you can with as busy as she is. So I can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks you guys for joining us again. Please share out our episodes and help us get the word out on how to keep your gut healthy. And we'll be back with more episodes soon. So stay tuned, and everybody hang in there. Have a great holiday.
Bye.